You're listening to SBS News.
In March 2020, when the new coronavirus was beginning to spread around the globe, various measures to stem the virus were imposed in many countries as governments sought to fight the new contagion by reducing contact between people. But as parts of Europe began easing lockdown measures in the summer of 2020, doctors became aware of patients who were not recovering fully from COVID-19 and some who were suffering long-term symptoms.
Now, the head of the NHS in England says that hundreds of thousands of people could be suffering the effects of what is now known as long COVID. For most people, COVID-19 is a relatively mild illness which passes quickly. But many others are left struggling with symptoms for months afterwards.
That's how Hugh Edwards introduced the subject on the BBC's main news bulletin more than a year ago. And it would have been the first time that many viewers would have come across the term long COVID. Doctors described the symptoms of long COVID as including fatigue, body pain, mood swings, cognitive problems and shortness of breath. Alexandra Martin-Krennick lives and works in the Austrian city of Vienna. She started suffering symptoms of long COVID in August 2020.
Things kept getting worse. The scariest thing was that nobody knew what was happening. I was off work for 9 months in the beginning. Then I started a phased return. I had to interrupt it, was off work again. Back then, I was running a department, and I realized after 1.5 years of long COVID that this is something I cannot do anymore.
Molly Williams is a British physiotherapist and was diagnosed with long COVID earlier in 2020. She says the onset of the symptoms were completely unexpected, coming just 2 days after a 5-kilometer run. She says she woke up one morning with a high temperature, a headache, extreme fatigue, and eventually got to the stage where she couldn't leave the house. She believes the problem may be much bigger than health workers first suspected.
I think this is literally the tip of an iceberg. I feel like we are only scratching the surface of the degree of the problem that we have with the survival of people who have suffered with long COVID. And I'm quite proud to be that person that hopefully can give other people hope and motivation that although there's some very dark times, there can be a light and you can find your identity again.
Dr. Catherine Smallwood from the World Health Organization believes Ms. Williams is correct. The WHO commissioned a report from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, which says as many as 17 million people could have been suffering with long COVID between 2020 and 2021.
Many diseases are mysteries, and it takes a while for us to gather the information, understand how the disease is affecting our human bodies. And finally, that's happening now. There is an acceleration. We're starting to see the fruits of that research. Much more needs to be done. But what is clear is that the results of the research that has been taking place is validating what patients have been telling us since early 2020. And this is a real disease. It must be recognised and it must be treated.
The WHO is calling for governments and health authorities to focus attention on long COVID and people living with it by sharing data. Vaccines prevent severe symptoms of COVID-19, but Dr. Smallwood says this is not necessarily a protection from long COVID.
There's still a lot of unknowns there, but what is clear is that even if you have had the vaccine, you still might go on to get long COVID. Now, we still need to understand more in terms of what that means, in terms of the severity of the symptoms, the duration of the symptoms. But certainly, long COVID is still a very good reason to avoid getting infected with SARS-CoV-2.
The WHO says the numbers affected are not insignificant.
While most people who develop COVID-19 recover fully, it's estimated that 10 to 20% develop a variety of mid and long-term effects, like fatigue, breathlessness, and cognitive dysfunction.
Alan Lee, SBS News.